The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
She's well known for regular slots on TV3's Ireland AM and Exposé. She presented a number of style slots and makeover on ITV's This Morning. She's also featured on ITV's most recent series of The Extra Factor. It is the one, the only, the most beautiful fashion style icon to the stars, Miss Lisa Fitzpatrick! Yay!
What an intro!
Have you ever had one like that before?
No, it's my life. Can we get a recording of that and let Lisa bring that home?
Every morning you need to listen.
I would play that. That's going to be my motivation moment for the day. Nicky Byrne telling me I'm fabulous.
Are you following that Twitter account that we mentioned actually earlier on? What is it called again?
Addicted to Success. Yeah. Motivational quotes.
Nikki's now giving out motivational quotes from it.
I love them. Well, I tune in every day, so I'll hear them from you. I don't need the app.
That's just lazy. That's just like, I won't bother with that.
So tell us, Lisa, how have things been going? The fashion fixes are going great and the road show and everything. How did it all kind of come together for you?
Well, I did them about 10 years ago and they were Style and Body. I did them with Carl Henry and then I did The Experts and we'd loads of people in. And then between the TV and books and kids and everything, I stopped doing them and we decided to start them all over again, which we did. So we did 5 events and we'd celebrity guests and fashion shows and all kinds of drama and we had great fun first time round that we thought we'd launch one more date.
Yeah. And were you nervous when you had the first one, thinking, what if nobody buys you tickets? What if no one turns up?
It was the first time, and even my husband said, you're so grumpy, and I wouldn't be grumpy by nature.
No.
Like if we have a row and he's driving me nuts and we're fighting, 5 minutes later I'll turn around and say, will you have a cup of tea?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't do grumpy and moaning, but I actually was this particular week thinking, oh God, I hope people buy tickets. And then they did and I was glad because we had great fun. It was a great event, but I'm particularly excited because Arnott's are on board this one.
Yeah.
So it's going to be even better because I just love their style and so it's fab.
How long does it go on for then? So it kicks off at 10 a.m, doesn't it?
10 a.m, coffees, we all get to know each other. Some people come on their own, some come in hen parties, groups, mothers and daughters usually come and say, she won't listen to me, Lisa, talk to her. And then it kicks off at 11. I do a fashion talk.
Is that mostly the daughters now saying about the mums? Because I've often been shopping over the years.
It's kind of both.
And you kind of walk around and you're like, what about that? I wouldn't wear that.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to have a look? Or what my mum used to do, I'd make her try something on. But she'd put it on and she'd come out of the change room in the most unflattering stance so that you'd go, and she'd go,
so it'd be like grumping at you, like,
yeah. See, I told you it looks awful. I'm like, well, it does when you're walking with a hunch.
Absolutely, but you've just and done what everyone
take
does.
Take the knee socks off, Mum. You're trying on shorts.
Exactly. And nobody puts on heels, so they look wider. Everything looks bigger.
Yeah.
And it all goes wrong. So we talk about this, and Rosanna Davison and Elsa Jones come and talk about nutrition. Brown Sugar come and talk about hair and makeup. We have all the experts there in the day. Marissa Carter talks about tan.
And I'm not just saying this because I only started using it recently, is incredible.
It's unbelievable.
I actually cannot get over how well it works. It doesn't smell.
I tell you who loves it in my house, my husband, because it doesn't stink and go all over my sheets.
Oh, sorry, I think my sheet was wearing it.
For the record, my husband is not wearing my tan. But you know what?
Allegedly.
He does. If I'm lying on him and I'm wearing it other times, then it's
Lisa.
It's too early in the morning.
Water to water.
Okay, it's
so you're lying on him, then you have an argument, then you say, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah.
So is it, I presume then the people that come along, they can throw questions at anybody at Brown Sugar and they say, I'm having a problem with greasy hair, because that's what Jenny was having with a problem with this morning. So Jenny, ask Lisa, she might have the answer.
I bought a shampoo last week that I shouldn't have bought.
Okay.
I won't mention what brand it was. And I kept saying, why do I feel like a mechanic?
There's oil in it. Yeah. No, it happens. You know what? Brown Sugar, brilliant. Mark O'Keefe is great at that. But we all stay the whole entire day. People line up, they chat. And for me, all I want is for people to have fun. And they certainly do, because after all the education part, we go, we have lunch, we have Prosecco, we have a fashion show with Arnott's, and then we bring in a celebrity guest. And that's the exciting part, because we interview the celebrity guest and the audience interviews. So they throw up the questions and they get to ask celebrities like Louis Walsh, who we had in Dublin.
Hang on, you said celebrities.
He is number one in my eyes.
I'm joking.
We had Baz, Uncle Kenny. We'll have to have you. Oh no, you're not a celebrity.
Thank you very much, Lisa, for joining us on the show.
Thank you. You so are. We'll have to have you both.
Oh, listen, we'd love to do it.
So how much does it cost for people to come along?
It's €100. You get the lunch, the day out, €50 goodie bag, and it's really a great day. We don't have many tickets left. We've only launched one date, which is the 19th of September.
Right.
And we've about 12, 14 tickets left for that one. It's sold out. So it's great. I would encourage people to come along if you want to have great fun. People leave upbeat, happy, positive. Great day listening to the experts and people who have done well, like Marissa and like Brown Sugar. So it's a super day out.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to put the details up online. So if people want to get them from our website as well to get tickets for it. And then I won't make you promise, but I think myself and Nikki should go for the next one.
We'll be there.
What do you reckon?
Listen, there's champagne, there's a goodie bag, and there's tan that doesn't stick to the bed sheets. Exactly.
The only thing I will say is Nikki is probably one of the most stylish men I know and mean that, and I've seen
you
for a very long time. And
she's
I think you have to butter me up, baby.
She's going to let me win the quiz, but she just wants to take the sting out of it.
And so do VIP. They always nominate you, and you've won.
I was against them. They did, actually. Yeah. I was against Marty Morrissey this year, actually, in the VIP Award. Who won it this year? I didn't win it.
This year it was
I'm not bitter about that, but
Conor McGregor. You won before.
Conor was last year. I have won before.
You have won before.
It is. It's
Darren
great.
Darren Hennessy's great style, too. He's
next
won.
Year. Mm. What about our Jenny for next year? Look. Jenny, give us that.
Don't do that to me now. All right. Okay. Lisa's coming in. I'll put on a pair of shoes today.
Lisa, you're going to be our quiz master today, aren't you, for the Wednesday we want?
I sure am.
Okay, but before you do, I want to ask you quickly, because I've seen you a few times on ITVs this morning. That must be brilliant for you, dude. Do you enjoy that?
Oh, listen, I pinched myself. I actually had to go under a table in one of the rooms to ring my mother and say, I'm really here. I couldn't believe I was standing beside the silver fox, Philip Schofield, who I've adored for years. And then I'm looking at Holly Willoughby thinking, I can't believe this. So it definitely was a complete pinch me moment, and I loved it, and I did it for about 16 months, and it was just a great opportunity, like for someone like me, as old as I am, that it just felt
very modest.
So is there more of that to come in the UK?
I did the Extra Factor last year, and then I'm still selling my book Diet SOS on QVC, so I still do a lot of QVC, and I've been over doing a few talks recently, so who knows, you know. I'm not going to say in the pipeline type, you know, when it happens I'll say.
And we were talking off air, kids are growing up so fast.
I know, yours too, God. I mean, Sophie started secondary, walked in, smiled, made friends. I got into the car, burst into tears. Just couldn't cope with my daughter going to secondary. Then our son as well, he's just Dalton, he's almost 10. So it's a great feeling.
Where did the years go? Huh, Jenny?
Where did they go?
Right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to go back with the Wednesday we want. We don't know the score. If anyone knows, text us 51552. I think I'm 9-8 up. You think you're a 9-8 up?
I don't really mind.
We won't lose sleep.
I don't mind. It's all about the
winning. Funny feeling listening to...
Eight all. There we go.
We'll take a break and then we're back with the Wednesday Rewind on 2FA. It's very tense. It's 8 all in the Wednesday Rewind. And what we've decided to do over the past few weeks, it gets celebrities in to be our quiz master, and Lisa Fitzpatrick, as she looks behind her pretending she's not a celebrity. Lisa Fitzpatrick is now over the other side of the desk flying the plane. Lisa, you're in command.
Here I am, guys. It's up to you. Eight all.
Okay, so these
now,
are...
Don't cheat, Jenny.
How am I going to cheat?
I'm just saying, hashtag.
These are clips of nostalgia from the 80s and the 90s somewhat. Yes. So there can be songs. There can be movies.
There
can
be sport,
ads.
But there never is.
I did actually say to Al to throw in a sport one for you today, just so you wouldn't be bitching afterwards when I win.
It's hard to get sports ones.
It's not.
It is.
Is it?
By the way, I have a funny feeling with Lisa here and yourself, Jenny, that there's a bit of a kind of a girly kind of Spice Girl kind of girl power thing going on.
You're only
saying
that
in case
it is.
And I have not given her the answer.
No, not yet.
I want to win
you'll
honestly.
Be lonely. Tom Cruise.
Okay, shall we kick off with clip number one? What do you reckon?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, God, that's a stinker.
We need the name of the artist.
Oh!
And song.
Jenny.
Nikki.
I'm going to just take a guess.
Okay. Go for it.
Hazard.
Is it called Hazard? Nikki, over to you.
It's Belinda Carlisle.
Yes. And the song is...
No!
The artist. You've got the artist.
Gotta get
and
both.
The song is...
Sundown all around, walking through the summer sun.
What a tune. I think we should give you that anyway. You got the artist. That's definitely one.
Lisa, you're not getting
this. No, you're going to get that. That's one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it called?
Well done. Circle in the Sand.
Did you cover that?
Not yet.
You should.
Reunion
okay, next. Here's your chance to catch
okay,
up,
Okay, all right, okay.
Here we go.
TV show. I didn't know this.
There's people shouting on the radio now.
Keep it going.
The last word is a clothing line in menswear. You go.
Clothing line.
A TV show called The Last Word is Clothing Line Hugo Boss.
Nikki.
Yes.
You said Hugo Boss, so.
Yeah. That's so The Last Word is Boss, but the TV show is. None of you got it. Okay, 0-0.
Can I have a guess?
What is it?
Okay, have a guess.
Who's the boss?
Yes! Well,
I'm lucky you said none of you got it, though.
Nikki, yes, what is it?
I'm going to take a guess afterwards.
Come on.
Count Dracula. Dracula.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. Well done. Count Dracula cartoon. Good man. Fantastic. Moving on to the fourth clip.
So, 2-1. Okay, here we go.
Fourth clip.
Well, I've got a very important thing I want to bring up. I think everyone should be aware of it. And it's everybody's
consent. I don't know. Are we guessing who it is or what
they're
talking
about? Yes, you're going to guess. It is a TV show. We know that.
Oh,
and
no.
Who is it?
Wayne Rooney?
No. It's a TV show and basically, who are the characters?
Sorry, I have to say it, Nick, but...
Nicky? Very disappointed. Brookside?
No.
That's Wayne Rooney.
No, that is Crowley and Nasty Nick in Big Brother.
Okay. I feel I'm quite positive.
Okay, that's okay. It's 2-1 to Nicky.
Oh.
So our fifth clip... Now, okay.
Oh, no, okay.
I have to tell you a story about this one after this.
Is this what you... I heard
the fifth clip.
All right, okay.
Oh, hang on a second.
One of my exes used to sing this song to me. How cheesy.
Would you like
if
to
you're
give
out
us the
there,
name
I
of
loved
your ex?
It at the time. Now I think it's the cheesiest thing that ever happened in my lifetime.
Bitchy.
I loved it then.
What was her name?
Kind of 100 years later, it just doesn't do it for me. But...
Nikki.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How deep is your love?
Woohoo! And who are they?
Well, it's to take that version. Yeah.
Good man.
Someone actually used to sing that to you.
Jenny, come on. It's 3-1. Love with a
come on, give her that.
Does that mean I win? 3-1.
Come on, Lisa.
Where's the 3?
Oh, you won, yeah. It's 3-1.
Where's my fanfare?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Okay, round of applause. Well done.
Lisa's go back 20 years there.
I was. I felt like nostalgic.
I felt like we lost
back.
You there for a minute. Yeah. You were somewhere else.
It didn't last long. It was for about 8 weeks. And when the singing and guitar came out, I looked and thought, this is kind of romantic and nice the first time. And the second time I thought,
You do know
I
we're
hope
on,
he's emigrated,
honestly. I was going to say, you do know we're on the
I
radio
really
at the moment.
I really hope he's emigrated.
You need to play that. Grab it at the computer there, play it.
Lisa Fitzpatrick, thank you so much.
And, thank you guys. Well done, Nikki.
Squeeze it in before the news.
9-8 to Nikki.
Thank you. Lisa Fitzpatrick, everybody. Here is, do we have it on, yeah? We take that. How deep is your love? Especially with Lisa. On 2FM.